Southwark News, Thursday, September 22nd, 2016. Council plans to battle government's rejection of Aylesbury leaseholder CPO. Southwark Council's bid to remove the last remaining leaseholders of Phase 1 of the Aylesbury estate has been rejected by the government on grounds that it would breach their human rights. But Council leader Peter John vowed on Monday to mount a legal challenge to the decision, which they believe could also pose a dangerous precedent to large-scale developments across the country. The government's decision on the compulsory purchase order, CPO, of the 8 leaseholders' flats in Bradenham, Chiltern, Chartridge and Arklow, which form part of Phases 1B and 1C, will now cause a major delay in the council's plan to demolish and rebuild the western section of the estate. The leaseholders said they have felt elated at the surprise decision published by the Department of Communities and Local Government on Friday. All of them had been offered prices lower than £300,000 for their flats, or an equity share of the new flat in the local area, often amounting to 40% or less of the value. 4 blocks in Phase 1 of the Aylesbury had so far been emptied at 442 tenants' households by 2013 and 33 leaseholders. The site has been nearly deserted ever since, with a huge security fence erected around it in March 2015 to deter squatters and rough sleepers. Council reports show they had hoped to have Phase 1 completely emptied by 2018 before handing it to Notting Hill Housing Trust, who would carry out the demolition works. It is estimated that the entire Aylesbury regeneration scheme could take a further 15 years. Once finished, 50% of the 3,500 homes will be let at affordable rates and 37.5% of the total will be set at social rents, with the rest to be sold privately at market rate. Housing Pressure Group, the 35% campaign, has said this will constitute a net loss of at least 778 social rented homes. The government's decision was published on Friday in an 8-page letter outlining its decision, as well as the 83-page inspector's report. An agenda published ahead of a social cabinet meeting on Tuesday suggested the government's decision would be released shortly, which suggests the council had not expected it to arrive. The reasons for rejection given by the department's inspector Leslie Coffey with the Secretary of State Sajid Javid were that the CPO would have been a disproportionate contravention of the leaseholders' human rights in respect of their life at home, European Convention of Human Rights Article 8. This is because the order would have forced the leaseholders to move far away to find affordable replacing homes. That compulsory purchase orders should be used as a last resort. The inspector was not convinced that reasonable steps had been taken to reach an agreement with the leaseholders to buy their homes. The order would have considerable economic, social and environmental disbenefits for those 8 leaseholders. The order would have particularly affected an elderly leaseholder who would have struggled to mortgage a new property. The report also outlines points where the Secretary of State agreed with the Council, that an alternative plan to refurbish the estate would not be feasible, a suggestion put forward by leaseholders who objected to the CPO. The overall redevelopment scheme of the Aylesbury would deliver a significant economic benefits in terms of construction jobs, that the overall scheme would be financially viable. Despite these points, the Secretary of State noted in his letter that, in principle, he welcomes the Aylesbury regeneration scheme and believes there is good opportunity for the council to work with the leaseholders to find a new deal. Councillor John has since clarified that the decision will not necessarily disrupt the council's aim to clear and demolish other sections of the estate, but it is widely believed that the decision could spur on other leaseholders to battle the council for better deals in future. One of the 8 Aylesbury leaseholders, Judy Boss, who lets her 3-bed Aylesbury property, told the news she was elated. "I couldn't believe it got rejected. I have spoken to my surveyor, who said this is the second time they have ever seen a CPO be rejected," said Judy from Camberwell. "I have just spoken to my tenants as well, who are really happy. I suspect now the council will try and offer us a better price. I think they should be giving us another £100,000 more." I had been given an independent valuation for my flat of £130,000 in 2005. Then, when the council tried to value my flat in 2011, they offered me £120,000. More recently, the council offered me £270,000. But, like the inspector's report says, this would have contravened our human rights, because we would have to move completely out of London. This is what we have been saying to the council all along. This makes the months and years of work of this feel worth it.